But it's one that I can't ignore, and one that I felt like the Lord needs me to share something this morning. I'm going to read it to you. I know I normally don't do that because I want to make sure that every word that I say is correct. Last week, we began preaching on the wrath of God as it's found in Romans chapter 1. One of the most difficult aspects of preaching is understanding how a message will be received. Every one of you comes from different backgrounds. Some of you are in great pain. Some of you are doing well. When you preach on a sensitive subject, it's easy to confuse or make people upset. For instance, if I were talking today about eating, there are people in the room who struggle with overeating. There are people in the room who struggle with eating disorders like anorexia. When I talk about pride, there are people who desperately need to work on humility, and there are people who need to work on having more confidence. So it's tough to always address every aspect of every person's need. Last week, I preached on the wrath of God as Paul explains it from Romans chapter 1, and unfortunately, I didn't make it as far in the text as I had intended to go, which is becoming a common theme in my preaching in Romans. And there was room in my sermon for misunderstanding. So I want to read what an anonymous person submitted on a communication card, and it said, "How can you say?" Excuse me. "How can you say that my molestation was a gift from God? I will never believe that. My God would never condone that behavior or approve of it as a gift." Now, if this person had put his or her name on the card, it would have remained confidential and I would have contacted him or her. But church, if you thought in any way that I was saying molestation is a gift from God, then I am deeply sorry. So let me clarify just a few things so we can move forward in unity. Due to the spiritual gift of pastoring, my heart hurts knowing that some of us have endured some of the most vile, hurtful, damaging things known to mankind. We've witnessed some of those things this last week in the homes that we've been in. And last week, I never said molestation is a gift from God. Those words never came out of my mouth. I never said a divorce is a gift from God. I never said a rape is a gift from God. And the list of violations and sins goes on and on. I will never say any one of those things are a gift from God. And I've counseled many people over many years who have endured those things to understand that God was not the one who caused them. And the next verses of Romans, which I didn't get to, it clearly shows that those things are a result of a depraved mind, which has been given over to sin as a part of God's wrath. Every one of those violations is a byproduct of man's sin, not a gift from God the Father. In the context of my sermon, I was talking about a way we suppress the truth of God by not giving him thanks. Now, this has been a trying week, so we need to learn this, that we have a serious problem with thanksgiving. Every one of us, we have a serious problem with thanksgiving. In the Greek language, in the context of Romans chapter 1, Paul's statement about thanks is a lifestyle that continually thanks God for his gifts all around us. No matter what circumstance you are going through, there is reason to be thankful. If you can't think of a reason, Jesus has still died on the cross for your sins. Church, that's reason enough to be thankful and praise the Lord. And during this time in my sermon, I said, every experience in our life is a gift from God. And I believe this statement is where the confusion was found, and I wish I had not made that statement. In the context of giving thanks to God, it makes perfect sense. In the context of something as awful as a molestation, my statement was horrible. Simply getting to the next verses would have cleared it up. My explanation of that horrible statement was that our tendency in life is to blame God or continually ask him why. And when we blame God, we don't give him a chance to move in our lives. According to Psalm 100, thanksgiving allows us to enter into the gates of God. And in thanksgiving, we make our way toward his presence. Not by coincidence, Jesus calls himself the gate. In God's presence alone, we have healing for these vile things, difficult things which happen to us. So does everything in our life, everything that happens, is it a gift from God? Not the vile act, but some of the worst things in my life, some of the things I'm most ashamed about, God has turned around and used for his glory. And that is a gift from God. How thankful I am for a God who works in such a way. Father, we give this time to you. Lord, as we know from the book of Romans, we're a broken people, Father. We're messed up. Lord, we suffer from sin in our lives. We suffer from the consequences of sin in this world. Lord, even creation is longing for the day, Jesus, where you will return and restore all things and make things right, God, and remove the curse of sin from this world. Father, as we've walked in people's houses that are broken this week, Lord, we know that material things will not make them feel better. Father, we recognize in the Old Testament when they were trying to rebuild the temple that you declared to Zerubbabel in Zechariah chapter 4, verse 6, that it was not by might nor by power, but by your Spirit, God. So by your Spirit, we need you to sweep in and help people who are hurting. We need them to see the gift of God that is available in Jesus Christ, Lord, and the ministry that's available to their hearts through the Holy Spirit. So, Lord, in this time, do your work and minister and have your way in our lives. In Jesus' name we pray.